All right. Made it through that Monday, and now it's time to go home. 57 minutes. Traffic is normal right now. We'll see. Almost shell-shocked for my last attempt to drive home from here. Oh, Friday was so bad. Like, I still remember it. That's how bad it was. My Kevin Owens take was maddening. All right. Sure. Not into the character. I just don't, just not digging it. Like, he seems like he's got great moments in him, and I think he wrestles really well and all that stuff, but yeah, just not doing it. a bit Jacques Rougeau. Yeah, what did Americans think of the Fabulous Rougeaus and their American flags? I mean, they were like classic, you know, foreign heels, right? I mean, I thought that the idea of them, like, moving to America and claiming to love America was, like, a really good, funny twist on that shit. But yeah, you know, just kind of doing that thing. But yes, the Kevin Owens accent, I see what you're saying. Like, he sounds like he should be kind of cut from that cloth a little bit at times. Which, I mean, you know, whatever, people talk how they talk, right? I mean, whatever. But he rarely sounds menacing. And I guess, like, maybe, like, you know, that's what Alex was saying, that maybe that's the point, but I don't know. That's not what I get across. That's not what I get out of that character. Like, it seems like he's trying to play very tough, and it just kind of doesn't work, but not on some meta level where you're like, that's the point. Like, no, it just kind of, he just seems kind of ineffectual, and I don't know, his threats ring hollow, and they just don't sound. He doesn't sound tough when he talks, and he has that look of a guy that should be talking real tough. And a lot of the words are some tough talking words, and that doesn't really play. I guess. Like, I'd like to see him wrestle Sami Zayn a bunch. I think that's a good feud and stuff, but, like, I don't know. I think the Sami Zayn stuff works because I think he's really become this really like likable underdog kind of character that has on top of that proved that he can fucking wrestle his ass off. So, you know, it's like he works on multiple levels. Like, I think, you know, that's a story that like the kids can get behind, but also because his wrestling is so fucking legit, like no one's got any shit to talk there. Came up through NXT, so he's got this weird kind of like almost Daniel Bryan, like kind of the fans made him kind of thing, even though, I mean, you know, he made himself just by wrestling his ass off in a lot of ways. But yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of, you know, he checks a lot of different boxes for a lot of different segments of the audience. I think that goes a long way. The only thing is he doesn't have like a, you know, he doesn't have the size of a world champion in a sense. It's not to say he'll never hold the belt, but when you think about the look of the guys that often hold that belt for long periods of time, and the way that company likes to take that into consideration when putting the belt on people, like, then you start to go like, well, maybe, like, is there an upper limit for that, for a guy like that? Will he smash through it? It's all the same stuff that people said about guys like Eddie Guerrero and stuff like that, I guess, right? To a certain extent. But yeah, I mean, you know, like, I have zero issue with the way Kevin Owens wrestles. Like, he's fucking great. And I think he's got, like, an interesting look. He's got that almost... It's like a Bam Bam Bigelow. Big guy, but he can move, right? But he's not as big. I don't know. That's I don't think that comparison necessarily, like, directly works, but... AJ Styles' hair not working out in the U.S.? Is that... I haven't really been watching. I don't know. It's just, like, too stringy or something. Maybe it's just, you know, there's not enough humidity in the places they're wrestling. Or too much. I don't know, man. Yes, plus ska. On top of that, he's the ska wrestler. Like, the idea that a character such as Sami Zayn can exist at all in 2016 is fucking insane. ICP ever appeared on a WWE program? Yeah, they wrestled with them for a while, didn't they? I mean, I know they were in WCW for a bit, but they wrestled in WWE too, didn't they? They did the theme music for The Oddities. But I want to say that they appeared as a tag team in WWE for a while. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they just did the music, but only wrestled in WCW. I think it is about Kevin Owens, like, part of it is, like, his backstage interview stuff, like, the way he's just kind of, like, trying to cut people off, and they're like, oh, that's the question you're gonna, like, all of his kind of shitty behavior, like, doesn't feel legit. It kind of just feels like he's reading a script. I don't believe it when he does it. That's a big part of it. Like him acting shitty to the backstage announcers, I think just doesn't work. I think it makes him look stupid in a way that, like, doesn't, like, enhance his character. watching Jay Leno in the WCW ring at Road Wild. Yeah, those were the days. That's when wrestling mattered. When you had real in-ring competitors. You know, Jay Leno, Karl Malone, like guys that mattered in the squared circle. So are they calling those guys Bullet Club? Did they refer to them as Bullet Club at all? I'm guessing not. No answer. No answer. I just got called by their names? Okay, alright. Yeah, that makes sense. I guess there still is a Bullet Club in New Japan, isn't there? Have Bullet Club without Kenny Omega. Well, I guess you could, but Balor yet, so that I think if they bring Balor up and put him with those guys and then go by the name Balor Club, that's actually super dumb. Like, that's a dumb name that undermines those other two guys. That's like Team Angle levels of fucking stupid in terms of just like, well, these other guys don't matter, they're just part of Balor's thing. Thank you.
dark clouds.
I guess it is supposed to rain a little more this week. You know, it's been cool that WWE has had, like, new people debuting, and that they are treating them, you know, they're not coming in as total mysteries, right? They're not, like, rebranding people completely and trying to be like, who is this? Oh my god! Who is this stranger that has literally worked for this company in the past? Them being in it, like, it just seems more confident when they do that on their part. When they can say, like, what's Bobby Roode doing here? Instead of just like, who is that guy? What is he doing here? Who is, I don't, well, we're going to have to learn more about him later. I mean, obviously, they're not going out of their way to talk about TNA, which, sure, that makes sense. But I like that feeling of, like it, I think it legitimizes the concept of wrestling in a way, in storyline, if not in real life, to at least acknowledge, man, this guy's been wrestling all over the world, like acknowledging that there is something of a world outside themselves, even if they don't always call it by name. Yeah, I saw the bit about TNA moving into their warehouse, or moving their, consolidating operations into the building they ship merchandise from. That's, like, if you think about it, if TNA were to go under, if TNA were to get into a position where they were going to go away, and WWE stepped in to buy them, which if the price was right, they would absolutely do, you know, you probably wouldn't have WWE people showing up on the final episode of Impact. It would just quietly go away. Maybe some of the talent would move over, and then they would have a new tape library to exploit for the network and for Sting documentaries and whatever. That'd be it. You wouldn't, you know, it's not even on the same level. It never, it almost was. It almost was. There was a time where it felt like TNA was doing stuff. That was kind of a long time ago. And I'm sure whatever price they would end up paying would, you know, the tape library would be worth it for whatever money. Because by the time that company, you know, if it were to go bad for TNA, if it were to go all the way bad for TNA, I guess it would probably have to be a situation where they couldn't find a TV deal. Because as long as they've got a television time slot, it seems like someone would at least consider putting money into it. Because they're like, well, this is an hour of television a week. I mean, you know, that's got value. That time slot has value. Yeah, maybe they'll just start selling gold. Get Don West back on TNA and have him start selling gold bullion. Bullion. Wants to watch Matt Hardy versus Jeff Hardy, though. Yeah, I definitely don't. At no point have I ever wanted to see that. Jeff Hardy does a matchup for the ages. Buy the tape library just so you can have that fucking 5-star match at your disposal. Yeah, did Matt Hardy ever get to version 2? Did they ever release that upgrade, or has he just been in beta? Yeah, it's 1.3 beta 6. Added some features, but they're all buggy right now. It's just kind of... There's been some regressions, like some of the stuff that was working in 1.0 doesn't work as well anymore either. It's just kind of a mess. Probably just rewrite this code from scratch, but They should just go through that. That should be the next big Matt Hardy angle, is he gets up to 2.0. Matt Hardy 2.0 RTM released to manufacturing. Thank you. I watched the trailer for the new Destiny stuff today. That stuff doesn't look interesting, like, at all. Like, it looks like they're taking some parts of the game that, you know, have been, oh, geez, like, in need of some attention since the Taken King released, like, doing some loose updates to that stuff, adding new shit you can pay them real money for, and that's kind of it. It seems like stuff that should have just been part of the Taken King, right? I'm not crazy, right? It seemed like one of the, like, things they were touting in that trailer was, if you get all these pieces of armor, we'll give you a free emote. I'm like, oh, fucking cool. Finally. I want to try that Division stuff, though. All right. Watch wrestling in VR. I mean, I guess I actually could do that. Wouldn't be 3D or anything and would look like shit because that's how most video looks like in VR, but we spent some time talking about VR video on the podcast, but that'll run tomorrow. All right, I'm out of here. Everybody have a good night, and I'll see you.